What's up? This is Dominique Beaumonte, and you are listening to Season with Salt, the podcast. Really, really excited. My brother is going to jump on with us today for this episode of Ask Domo. It's going to be more like Ask Domo in space, because he will be joining us for this episode. But before he joins, I just want to thank you all for listening to my podcast. And this is the third installment of Ask Domo, and I appreciate all that listened to the first and second installment. I think it's cool that people are submitting questions. And today, rather than the two questions, I have four questions. So that's pretty cool. Keep the questions coming. If you like to share a question, please don't hesitate to hit me up on Instagram. You can hit me up at SWS Podcast on Instagram, or you can email me at swsthepodcast@gmail.com. Season with Salt, the podcast, is also on Facebook, so you can hit me up on Facebook Messenger. If we're cool, you can text me or Facebook message me or Instagram message me, but I'd love to entertain some of your questions. So, without further ado, I'm happy to have with me today my little brother, Demetrius Beaumonte, also known as Spaceman. And he is going to help me navigate some of these questions today. So, what's up, brother? What's up, brother?
Season whistle.
How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. What are you up to?
I was just now left the gym.
That's cool. I did not make the gym today, but your reminder is good. Reminds me that it's not too late. Thanks for being on my podcast. I have done three installments. My third installment of Ask Domo. So this is like Ask Domo in space. And so let's jump right into it. My cousin and her husband refused to be vaccinated, but travel all over the place. She was supposed to be a bridesmaid in my wedding, but I'm having second thoughts. How do I tell her that she cannot be in my wedding unless she is vaccinated? It's kind of tough, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of tough.
I'm gonna have to send her a text and I'll swing. Right. Now they get the extensive email.
Right.
I was thinking, or just make them just get a test. I mean, I'm like,
yeah, that's one of the things that I had kind of thought about. Like, I think if you really want your family members to be a part of an important day in your life, then especially in this day and time, like, just say, hey, get a test before you come, you know, and wear a mask so that you can be a part of this. I think it's really difficult because you really don't have a way of knowing, like, who's vaccinated and who's not. And I know people are saying, oh, I'm vaccinated, or they're updating their Facebook to say they are, but I don't know if you should. If the person, if she was good enough to be invited to be a bridesmaid, why disclude her for something like that, you know? Especially if anybody can get COVID. But very sensitive topic, you know, even vaccinated.
Can't you get COVID even if you're vaccinated? Like,
Absolutely.
Yeah,
but so, I do agree. I think that's the best option, right? Just have her. Have her get tested, and then
just have it mandatory. I mean, you can go and get a test for that gives you the results in an hour to a day in advance. So I mean, like, that's not a tough thing. Like,
yeah, I guess the other thing about vaccination, though, is that sometimes it takes 14 days for the vaccination to reveal itself in your body. So if the person is a heavy traveler, then it won't matter anyway. The reality is we go to the grocery store, we go to the gym, we go to work, we go to all kinds of places where we don't really know the status of the people that we're around, even family members. So, yeah. How about this one? I borrowed money from my brother's ex-girlfriend in 2019. At the time, she and I agreed that I didn't have to pay her back. After she and my brother broke up, she started telling people that I owed her money. I want to pay her back, even though I don't really feel like I owe her. My brother would not let me. I really just want her to keep my name out of her mouth. What should I do?
Yeah, she's getting a cash out from me. Right. I don't like nobody saying I own. I don't care if they're lying. I don't care if the information here, man. Keep my name out your mouth.
I think the difficulty with that, though, is that if a person lacks integrity, like they're going to go around and tell somebody that you owe them money, even though you agreed that you didn't, it's likely that they're not going to go around telling everybody, oh, yeah, he paid me back.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
People always say the negative, but never say the real.
Right, so you wasting your time and your money trying to rectify something that's not, is really just about that person. And I've had some people like say some really bad things about me on Facebook, and when they are ready to like reconcile, they always want a private reconciliation.
I was about to say, it's always in private. It's right. Always face to face. It's like, hold on, no. No, take that to the gram now too. Let's see a nice public post.
Right, wherever you said it, go back and then call everybody that you told.
Right. Yeah. Just send out the mass text saying, you know what, I was wrong.
Right. Or this.
Or you wouldn't guess who paid me back.
Right. Michi paid me back. Everybody, put it on the gram. Put it on Facebook. To a smoke signal,
you know, it's good, so funny. Y'all.
It's funny because I lent somebody $100 in college, and this person be on Facebook bawling, and I know that there is no way that and $100 is a lot when you're 22. I think it might have even been more than $22 or $100, and I have never forgotten it because of the way that they'd be flossing. And so...
You pocket watching, man.
Well, I mean, you know, like...
Do you want the money back?
Or I want the person to acknowledge that they didn't give me the money back sometimes. I want them to be like, you know what? Or at least, you know, like when people start flossing and they like, it's like you win a Grammy, like, and you forget the guy that you know, was walking around the mall like selling your mixtape. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
But as long as he owe you, you'll never be broke.
Unless he's broke already. So if you broke and you owe me, we broke. We never know.
Could be
stunting with the rent check. Yes, I think in this situation, I would just let it go. You know, like if the person can't, you know, if they want to have people believe that you owe them some money, hey, you really can't do it. And then I think also too, your brother's ex-girlfriend, that's not your problem though.
That's not your issue.
Right. You got time for one more?
One more.
Okay, here's this one. I seen someone from church at a local night spot with a woman I didn't recognize. It could have been his sister or a cousin, as far as I know. It concerns me because in my the wife is in my circle, and I feel like I should at least say something to him or his wife. Would it be messy to call either one of them to bring this up?
Yes, it would be very messy. Mind your business.
That's what I say. I say mind your business because usually if I'm doing something that I'm not supposed to be doing and I see somebody that knows me, like, I'm usually going to nip it in the bud and just go and take care of my own business. And I think what happens sometimes is you try to be the hero by getting in my business and you go tell somebody and that person is like, oh, I already knew.
You become the villain.
Then you look bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And, like, yeah, and
mm-hmm.
I mean, and if it's somebody that you know and you go to the other person to tell on the person, now you look like a snitch. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, yo, like, one, you didn't have the cojones to come to me.
Right.
Like, you should come to me and ask me about the situation. It's always going to be messy to go to a person's significant other with information that you don't know what the situation is. Like, you know, right. I mean, if you really wanted to be in it, you shouldn't have acted like you was a fly on the wall. You should have walked over there and been like, hey, how you doing? Right. Good to see you. Who's this? You know?
Yeah.
And really just check the situation at the gate. But if you didn't have, you know, what it takes in your chest to go over there, if you weren't brave enough to go over there and do that in that moment, you need to just leave it alone and let them have their own situation. And if something pop up, then you can tell somebody, you know what? I seen her with some tall chocolate man one night, but I didn't think, you know, I just right. minded my business.
Right. Anything but comes up, you can bail yourself out of it.
Yeah, you just don't ever want to be in between people's love coils either, though. Like, that can go really bad.
You'll always lose because when they get back together, you'll be public enemy number one because it's you don't know anything about their relationship. And I actually know, I got a friend who, like, found somebody's husband on a dating app and, like, may or may not have taken the liberty of, like, sharing it with the spouse, and it got really weird in the friend circle because they were essentially separated during the period of time and hadn't told anybody. And so, like, everybody was like, ah, your dude, like, he's slipping out on you and he's on the app. And it was just really, really awkward. And then they got back together and now they don't really mess with anybody because everybody was on the same page, like, we're going to protect our homegirl or homeboy, whoever, you know what I mean? So, it's weird. I got one more, though, before you go. You got time? Sure you do. This one is kind of crazy. You ready?
Lucky you're my big brother. Go ahead.
My daughter told my wife that as a free woman, she doesn't feel it necessary for her boyfriend to discuss with me his interest in marrying her. She's my only daughter. My wife agreed. How do I approach the young man she wants to marry? Do I have beef with my wife and daughter?
Say that one more time for me.
My daughter told my wife that as a free woman, she doesn't feel it's necessary for her boyfriend to discuss with me his interest in essentially taking my daughter's hand in marriage. My wife agreed.
She feels that she doesn't need to be given away.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and then you could do about that.
Yeah.
But were you finished? Go ahead, my bad.
No, you told me to reread if you got what you were looking for, then that's good.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm if I'm the daughter's fiance or future fiance, I don't care what my woman is saying. I'm still gonna have a conversation with the dad. Like, I don't want the dad to have bad energy with me. Like, she's not gonna have bad energy at the end of the day if I can talk to the dad. Like, like that. She just doesn't think that she has to be given away, but she's already choosing me since we're in a relationship now, and I'll figure out if she wants me, yes or no, when I propose. But when it comes to that father, I want to know how the father feels for sure, because you know what I'm saying? And I mean, it's just it has nothing to do with her really. It more than it's just tradition, and it's just a level of respect being that's been the man that's been protecting her whole life. You know, he needs to know that.
Presumably.
Yeah, he needs to know that you know what I'm saying, there's a new man. I mean, there's a man that's willing to take over. Like, you know what I'm saying? And or else he never really feels comfortable with her with you.
Yeah,
So
and I
this is
wonder.
it's just something that meant for men that I don't think that she understands.
I wonder if a part of it is well, I mean, a lot of women are really into liberation and feminism, and maybe that's something to do with that. But I agree with you. I think what I would say to the man is, do you already have a relationship with the son? And the potential son-in-law, and if you do, then just have an understanding with him about what your expectations would be, as a husband to his daughter. I think also the father should have this conversation with his daughter around, like, why she feels that way. And I also feel like we do have a history, especially there are a lot of like Western traditions that were built without considering the personhood of women. And I think that it's really important to have that discussion as well, because I don't think that a father needs necessarily, I don't think he needs the permission of his potential father-in-law. I think he needs his support, right? More so than permission. And I think that that's a conversation to have, because everybody who's married probably wants a father-in-law that they can get along with. But I also think it goes deeper into a conversation around ownership, because you can't give something away that you don't own. And especially if people don't identify with Christian values, this might be a really far-fetched idea to be given away. But I think, like I said, I think it's ultimately about the role that the father plays in the daughter's life as a married woman, and to her son-in-law. What his son-in-law, what does he want that relationship to look like? But this is pretty deep though, because if I'm a traditional man, like, if my only daughter is getting married, like, this could potentially hurt my feelings. You know what I mean? I could, this is, and then I could live in resentment, for a long period of time, knowing I got a knucklehead son-in-law that didn't want to ask for my daughter's hand. And then, God forbid, they have a daughter. Like, how would that feel for him if she got married to some dude and the dude didn't kind of have a conversation with him? So I think it ultimately is about conversation. So I agree with you that communication is very important. I would have a little side conversation with my wife, though, just getting a little bit more insight, if you will.
I mean, I mean, I hear the perspective of, you know what I'm saying, you can't give away something you don't own, but I mean, for 18 years, he technically did. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like there's a sense of sometimes of entitlement that's hard to shed being a parent, you know what I'm saying? And especially when things are going wrong or when she finds herself in danger, the father is the first person that she calls. You know what I'm saying? So,
Especially if you find yourself in danger with her husband.
yeah. Who you gonna call? Your daddy. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
right.
So,
That's right.
I think it's a thing. It's a thing of wording and how, and just the understanding of it. Just it's not like ownership. It's just parents. It's just parent, parenthood, and just helping a father release their child. Just the same way how a lot of the baby boy mentality, how a lot of moms let their sons live with them their whole life. Like, you know what I'm saying? And be running off all of their sons' girlfriends because none of them are good enough. Like, you know, like it's like, yeah, it's like
There's
it's
some
gonna take
ownership
a
culture
good,
that exists on both sides.
yeah.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to be on my podcast, and we'll have to have you back again. And it's good talking to you.
Thank you for having me. Everybody follow me at SPAC3TAGRAM on Instagram. I appreciate you, my time on here.
See the
Man,
show
would love to
notes
come
for
back soon.
All right. See the show notes for his Instagram information. All right. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Season with salt, with salt.